Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's Five Pillars Week on The Brian Lehrer Show. Interfaith call-ins based on the five pillars of Islam during this holy month of Ramadan. The five pillars are faith in one God, prayer, fasting, charity, and pilgrimage. And on this Thursday, we're up to pillar number four, charity. And again, folks, this is an interfaith call-in. So we'll save about half our lines for Muslims and half for people from other religions, or even if you offer charity just as an individual, you can call in and tell us, what is the role of charity in your spiritual life? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Now, in Islam, as I understand it as an outsider, there are zakah and sadaqah, Arabic words, the mandatory and voluntary giving of alms. Muslims listening right now, who wants to call in and explain to the rest of us that distinction between mandatory and voluntary charity? Where's the line? What's the qualitative difference? 212-433-WNYC. And charity, of course, is a pillar of all the major religions. In Hebrew, they call it tzedakah, charity and righteousness, and Christian charity, caritas in Latin, also sometimes translated as altruistic love. So Muslims, Christians, Jews, Hindus, anyone else, call in with the role of charity in your religion or your spiritual life, 212-433-WNYC. And again, for our screeners, and so some of you are not insulted if you get bumped, we're going to save about half our lines for Muslims since this is a Ramadan-based call-in, but it is for everybody, 212-433-9692. You know, there are so many worthy charities in the world. How do you decide who should get your limited resources? 212-433-9692. Is there a Muslim approach to this, or a Christian, or a Jewish, or a Hindu, or any other approach? 212-433-9692. And is charity in your spiritual life just about giving money, or does it go deeper than that on a behavioral level or in any other way? It's interesting to me that the word for charity gets intertwined with these other things, in Hebrew with the word for righteousness and in Latin with the word for love. I like the word service, which I think includes monetary charity and other kinds of action. Your voluntary work is charity and service. So for me, this is where the rubber meets the road in religion. All the other pillars are more about your experience of yourself, right? Fasting. You feel pure at the end of that, but what have you done? Praying, same thing. Pilgrimage, faith. They're primarily about your inner life. And maybe they make you more humble, which is a word that has come up all week long, humble, humility. Charity is about behavior, though, towards others and making a difference out there. And I mean in all religions. You know, you can meditate by yourself on the top of a mountain for years and think you're enlightened, but you're not unless you come back down and turn it into service, are you? Charity. Or is your or your religion's idea of charity different? 212-433-9692. So call in and talk about the role of charity in your spiritual life for Five Pillars Week on The Brian Lehrer Show. Interfaith call-ins based on the five pillars of Islam observed during this holy month of Ramadan or in whatever is your religion or your individual practice. 212-433-WNYC, and we'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, Five Pillars Week on The Brian Lehrer Show. Interfaith call-ins based on the five pillars of Islam during the holy month of Ramadan. So you heard me lay it out for today. Before the break, the fourth pillar, charity, 212-433-WNYC. And Misbah in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Before I tell you the difference between zakat and sadaqah, I just wanted to say is charity is a central, very important part of Islam. because caring for your fellow human being is what Islam is all about. Yes, you have the worship. You first have to accept the sovereignty of God, but then after, and the prophets and the angels, and after that, then when it comes to human relations, charity plays the most important role. That being said, now that there's a difference between zakat, which we are talking about today, and then the non-zakat, the sadaqah part. Zakat is collected on certain things, for example, the gold that you have, the silver, the bank balance, if you are a farmer, crops, mineral deposits, cattle, etc. And there are different rates that you collect on it.
And I read that it's 2.5%. Is that right? That you're supposed to give from those things as the sort of mandatory charity from, I think, what you're describing as people's basic income sources, right?
The 2.5% is for gold, silver, bank balance. Mm-hmm. But if you happen to have, let's say, an oil well or mineral deposits, if you have crops, if you have cattle, then the rate is different. Now, once you collect the zakat can be given only in 8 different categories. For example, if you wanted to build a new mosque, you cannot give any money from your zakat contributions.
In other words, you still have to give that money to charity, like to the poor, and then to building the mosque from this other voluntary fund. Am I hearing you right?
Exactly. And also, let's say your parents are in need of money, or your children are in need of money. You cannot use the zakat funds that you have to help your parents.
Because that's your own family, so that's not considered outside charity. So fascinating, and some pretty good sounding principles the way you laid them out there. Misbah, thank you very much. To make sure that money is flowing out, not just to your worship site, a new mosque, or to your family, but in addition, flowing out of your own particular circle. That's so interesting. Diana in Manhasset, you're on WNYC. Hi, Diana.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Love the show.
Thank you.
So I wanted to make a couple of comments because we're kind of all over the map. Mm-hmm. I was raised Catholic. My husband of 21 years is Muslim. So one of the methods we use for decision as to how we give is ability to secure a matching grant from his employer because they have a matching grant program. I've lost my job the third time in 3 years and recently because of the downturn. I'm in financial services.
Uh-huh.
But when I did have a job, I did the same thing. And when we disagree frankly, WNYC's or PBS donation time, where we wait for
the two-for-one
match, right. and then I put it in
right.
for his.
But, you know, I mean, I don't want to make this about us. I say during those membership drives, this is a cultural institution, and I hope people give to us and to what I would consider charities, even though we're same under the charitable deduction tax laws. But, you know, I mean, I hope people who are contributing to WNYC are also giving to what I would call charity, which is,
of course,
you know,
I was just using that as an example.
So do you find that you're, with your Catholic upbringing and being married to a Muslim, that the conceptions from your traditions are essentially the same, or are there some differences in there that are worth articulating?
Right. So I have adopted the Muslim approach because it is much more, I don't want to cast aspersions, but it's very genuine. You know, it's all about true service. So I live in a community where I, as a walker, have been honked at because I don't walk fast enough, and this from the very same people who will go to church. It's crazy.
Diana, I'm gonna leave it there. I appreciate you sharing your experiences. And Aida and Elizabeth, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I'm Jewish, and I wanted to say that we're obligated by the Jewish faith to give ma'aser, or 10% of our net income. I'm a widow on a fixed income. I do the best I can. I feel charity begins at home and give to my local area, particularly if there's no cut to a collection agency. I do have money that I squirrel away that I don't use for myself, that I want my dear children and grandchildren to inherit. I don't count that in mm-hmm. this. And that's the best I can do.
Aida, thank you so much. Roxana in Holland, Pennsylvania. Do I have that right?
Yes.
Thanks for calling.
Hi. I was born in a Muslim family, and of course, over the years, I have moved away from all organized religion. However, I look at charity as what my mother had taught me, and it was mandatory charity was if you sleep with a full stomach and your neighbor is hungry, it is against humanity and therefore a sin in religion, and therefore it is mandatory that you help out your neighbor. However, the other charity is that if a person knocks at your door and puts his arm out to you for help, no matter who he is, whether Muslim, Christian, anybody, it doesn't matter who he is, it's a matter of humanity. And you don't have to know whether he is real or not, or whether he's just cheating you, but it is your moral and your religious and your humanity mm-hmm. Obligation to give that person.
So for yourself, with your philosophical grounding that you've so well articulated, how do you choose among all the, you know, needy people in the world? Is it just who you run into on the street? Are you looking for who you think does the most good in the developing world? Or for yourself, how do you do that?
You choose by what you think is the neediest person, even if it is not somebody that is going to make a difference in the developing world, but somebody who will reach out to one family, to one person, and lift that person out of poverty or out of that hunger or out of that darkness for one day or mm-hmm. 1 hour and save that person. That is how I have always chosen, and I have two phenomenal sons who work and everything, and I see that what my mother, who had an eighth-grade education, has instilled in me, I'm able to do that. And living in America, where you can earn that dollar and make that difference. And that is how I choose whoever I feel is the neediest.
Roxana, thank you so, so much. Harpreet in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi, how are you? Okay, I'm a Sikh, and in Sikhism, charity is one of the most prominent things, and it's one of the most prominent pillars, as you say. And especially in India, where there are a lot of prominent temples, as we call them, gurudwaras, like they have charity food, which we call langar. It goes on for 24 hours in most of the prominent gurudwaras. And the secondary gurudwaras, I would say, like the free food, which is for all the religions. Anybody can come in any time of the day and have food as much as they want. That is one part of the charity which was started like back in the 1500s when the Sikhism was born. It was founded by Guru Nanak.
So kind of physical community centers with food in that respect. All right, we have time for one more, and it's going to be Shamima in Valley Stream. You're on WNYC. Hello.
First of all, assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you.
And to you.
And I just wanted to show the difference that the zakat, the obligatory charity, is only 2.5% of what we have saved. And even with that saving, there you have to have a minimum of $4,000 or $5,000 to have to give money. And according to some opinions, you don't even have to give. If you have saved gold, you have to give only when you have acquired new gold in the year. And in the Islamic civilization, when there were Islamic rulers, it was considered obligatory tax, and it was distributed among the poor. So as opposed to what we pay 30% income tax per year based on your income, it was so much more fair to the people at large.
And in our last 30 seconds, since this is one of the five pillars which are observed during Ramadan, I know they're observed all year round. Is there something special that you do on Ramadan for this?
definitely. In Ramadan, we find ways to give charity. We serve food to people at kitchens, and we sponsor a breaking fast ceremony at mosques and other places across the world. And we also try to give more monetary, voluntary charity, sadaqah. Mm-hmm.
Because it is multiplied.
The blessings are multiplied.
Shamima, thank you so much. And thanks to all of you who called for what I think was another great Five Pillars we call in. And we conclude it tomorrow with your stories of going on pilgrimages, whether to Mecca or wherever from your tradition.